can't join IMS in the morning. Well, maybe he might be just getting there, come to think of it. An international fluorescent today. Don't miss it. 135 Bowery, international fluorescent.
It's the good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Some beers have been around for as long as 100 years. They call that endurance. One beer, Lone Brow, has been around for almost 6 centuries. They call that greatness.
It's been so long. I'm so glad to see you. We'll pour a special beer. Says I'm glad you're here right now. Tonight, let it be Lone Brow.
The classic taste of Lone Brow. It's really special. Make sure the beer is, too.
Let it be Lone Brow.
Imported by the Miller Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Lone Brow.
Dick Summer.
Grade 66 WNBC. Minutes past 12 o'clock, summer in New York on a Sunday afternoon, and the season is coming along sometime in the reasonably near future, too. Actually, you know, it's not really that bad out. Cloudy and cool, a few showers possible, thunderstorm during the afternoon, probable, which is really, you know, its way of letting you know it's April, and that's not all that bad either. Rape, one of today's most serious and threatening tragedies, is the topic of a special Merv Griffin show on WNEW-TV Channel 5, Tuesday, April 6th at 8:30 p.m. Join this intimate discussion with three rape victims, a psychiatrist, the husband of a rape victim, and a former rapist. Many questions are raised and some important questions are answered. The Merv Griffin Show on WNEW-TV Channel 5, Tuesday, April 6th at 8:30 p.m.
Alexander's is the place for things I adore. How lucky can you get? Alexander saves me like my dad owns the store. How lucky can you get? They got the selection. I don't go away mad. And I love such perfection. My guy, I swear. Alexander's has it if for things to be had. Wow!
Well, girls get lucky this week at Alexander's with embroidered leather-like jackets at only $9.99, sizes 7 to 14. And for mom, designer print, boutique, sleep, and loungewear. Pre-knitted at great expense, but brought to you at wonderful prices at Alexander's, only $7.50 to $18.50, from petite to large. That's the way it is at Alexander's.
Alexander's has it if for things to be had. How lucky can you get?
Yeah, summer. 66 WNBC.
Of Angie, a lady who reached the age of 40 and was traded for two 20s. Where it goes sometimes, yeah. 25 past 12 o'clock in the great 66 WNBC. Such a night. That's what Queen Guinevere used to say, too. We'll discuss that with you later on. We get around to Dick's place.
We make a golden spice and fruit sauce called Saucy Susan. And New York, you're eating it up.
Saucy Susan.
Original. family, we meant it to give a new golden touch to chicken. Then you, the good cooks of New York, gave us a Saucy Susan cooking lesson.
Dear Saucy Susan, I experimented with Saucy Susan, and I'm glad. A few tablespoons over ham steaks before baking makes them so zesty.
You clever New York cooks, you started a Saucy Susan revolution.
You're a good dip. My husband dunks shrimps in you like crazy, and I found Saucy Susan good brushed on broiled ribs. Tangy.
Saucy Susan, a golden natural blend of zesty spices with ripe peaches and tangy apricots. A new way to add that golden touch to chicken and so many other easily prepared dishes. Originally, we meant it for chicken, but New York, you opened our eyes. So put a jar of Saucy Susan on your shopping list now.
I just wanted you to know in a few seconds here that we have an opportunity to visit with you every night at 10 o'clock at Dick's Place. I'd like to invite you up to Dick's Place for Monday night's go-around. Monday night's program, by the way, is devoted to the first ape who thought of extending the mating season all year. And it's going to be a reasonably interesting program, I think. So if you get a chance, you might be with us high atop Midtown Manhattan, looking out over the twinkling lights of the Great Northeast, which we do every night at 10 o'clock. You always check down there and see if that dark spot's there. And if it is, we know Philadelphia's all right. This is WNBC in New York.
From the Colgate Dinosaur Winter Circle Golf Classic, I'm Barry Tompkins, and this is Weekend Sports. With me, the leader, co-leader in the golf tournament right now is Kathy Whitworth. Kathy, sort of an in-and-out round yesterday, but certainly nothing to be embarrassed about. You have a share of the lead.
Well, this is true. I'm actually very pleased to be in this position. I'm this close as I've ever been in the Colgate, and this is a difficult golf course to play for me, so I'm not the least bit unhappy about it.
It's interesting that with the pressures of a major tournament like this, when the dust finally clears, there are the Sandra Haneys, and there are the Kathy Whitworths, and there are the Jane Blaylocks.
Well, this is true probably, I think, maybe because of the experience that we've had. Just like the first couple of rounds, we've had some new girls and young girls like Jan Stephenson, and of course, she's certainly not out of it either. But I think, you know, the more they get into this situation, the more they play well, and the more they're in the last groups going into the last few days, I think this is where you gain your experience, and they'll come through.
No playing it safe today, though. There are how many people? A gang of people just within three shots of the lead.
That's right. If you've got four or five shots close to the lead, you're still got a good chance of winning this tournament because this golf course is so, it just can reach up and grab you so quickly. And you possibly could have a super round. So it's not uncommon. It's not, you know, unheard of to come from four or five shots behind.
That's Kathy Whitworth, and we'll have more after this.
Pardon me, you almost finished with the Time magazine?
Yeah.
It's the only one in the doctor's waiting room, and I haven't read it. So.
Well, as soon as I finish this Time article, you can read it.
You're tearing the page there.
I just wanted this little science story here. See, it's very key that I'm tearing out. That's all. Then. Hey! See, on the back of the Time science article is a book review, but it's continued on this page. I'm tearing this page out so as not to confuse you.
Don't rip any more articles out of the Time magazine, okay?
Okay. Oh, darn. You know what I did?
You ripped another page.
I turned the page so quickly, I tore out half this really superb Time article on our economy.
That Time, you know, is for all sick people who come in here, not just you.
Well, the page is hanging loose. I better before it hurts somebody.
All right. Now, that's it. You're being very selfish.
Oh, now, wait a minute. These aren't for me. These are for the,
give me the magazine.
Okay.
I'll never miss the Time movie review section. I want it.
Hey, if that's all you wanted, here.
I don't believe it.
What's the matter now? You want me to trim it for you?
I can trim it.
Oh, that's easy.
Time makes everything more interesting, including you.
And the story this year has been Henri Duvillard of France. He won the giant slalom yesterday in Vail, Colorado, and appears unbeatable.
I think that was my greatest year, you know. I just got the world championship, and that's the first time I was world champion, you know. I was working very hard when I was in the amateur, and I didn't get any medal, and even in the world championship, and even in the Olympic game. I think for me, I was thinking about this title for a long time, and now I got it, and that's fine.
In Palm Springs, this is Weekend Sports.
The call is being answered. Some 30,000 laid-off city employees need jobs. And once again, 66 WNBC is presenting its Pledge a Job Jobathon. Beginning Monday, employers are asked to assess their needs and pledge jobs for the jobless by calling a special Pledge a Job phone number. You can also pledge in person at New York City firehouses and police precinct stations. Listen to WNBC's Pledge a Job Monday through Friday with live reports from Grand Central Terminal. Rally around New York at Pledge a Job.
You're sharing your weekend with 66 WNBC.